Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 159 for Wednesday, November 26th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were down Wednesday morning, with profit taking after recent gains behind some of the selling pressure. Canola was down $1 to $6, the January contract down $6 at $4.29.20 per ton. Activity was thin and choppy, though, with traders showing some caution ahead of tomorrow's U.S. Thanksgiving holiday. U.S. markets will be closed while Canadian markets remain open. That lack of liquidity does have the potential to lead to some wide price swings and likely exaggerated the early move down in canola. For today, in addition to the chart-based selling, the record-large U.S. soybean crop and relatively favorable South American growing conditions weighed on prices as well. But on the other side, solid end-user demand and a lack of significant farmer selling remained supportive for canola and helped temper the declines. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are down, but corn and wheat are both steady to a bit firmer, with positioning ahead of tomorrow's Thanksgiving holiday a feature in all three commodities. Soybeans are down 2 to 10 cents in early trade, the January contract down 10 at $10.41 per bushel. Soybeans had shown some modest strength in overnight action, but ran into technical resistance and turned lower as the market corrected itself ahead of the holiday. The good South American soybean crop prospects, where recent rains have helped boost the yield potential, did contribute to the selling pressure in beans, but export demand does remain solid on the other side, which was supportive. Corn is up 1 to 2 cents, the December contract up a penny at $3.75 per bushel. Export demand and talk of declining U.S. acres next spring were a bit supportive, but most of the trade was technical in nature, with corn holding narrowly range-bound overall. Wheat, it's mixed to start the day, down 3 cents to up a penny, the December contract in Chicago up 1 cent at $5.53 per bushel. Cold weather conditions across the U.S. plains and the possibility of damage to the winter wheat crops there did provide some support for wheat. Similar weather concerns for wheat crops in Russia and Ukraine were also supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, November 26th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.